Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Zevachim, Perik Yud Gimel, Mischne Gimel, Chaimer Beschchita, maybe Aliyah, there's a Chumra, in Shechting outside of the Azara, more so than putting something up on a Mizbeach outside. Will be Aliyah, maybe Beschchita, and then there's a Chumra. In regard to offering something up outside, that doesn't exist with Shechting outside. Chaimer Beschchita, what's the Chumra by Shechita? Shashachet Lehed Yed Chayiv. Explains about tenura. Let's say someone shechted a carbon outside in order to eat the meat. He didn't shecht and ask, oh, carbon and avoide. He said, no, I'm hungry. I want meatballs for supper. I'm going to shecht this carbon. He's chayiv. V'amal lehedyid is pater. L'mashal. Let's say he burns a carbon on a mizbeach outside because he wants to honor somebody. Not as an act of like a carbon. Then he's pater. What's the difference? Zakta Batanura, by Shchit it says, Dam Yechashev Le'ish. Even some of the Shechs were an Ish. And we some Shechs for supper. By Halah, by putting it up on the Mizbeach, it says, La'sois Oisai Lashem. He's not Chayiv unless it was put up on the Mizbeach and burnt Lashem. If he does that outside of the Azara, he's Chayiv. But just to put it up and burn it for someone's Kavod, for that he's not Chayiv. Vaitra says the Mishnah. There's a strictness, a stringency, to put something up on a mizbeach, more so than shechting outside, because the din is shnayim sha'achazu b'saken. If two people held a knife together and shechted, they are potter. Shnayim, two people sha'achazu that held on b'saken to a knife and shechted and shechted peturim. But achzu be'aver, if two people held on to a limb of a carbon v'heleyu and brought up on a mizbeach outside chayav and they're chayiv. You see, in regard to Shechita, the Pasuk says, Dam Yechashev L'Ishahu, so it's mashma only for one person who shechts. Two people that shecht are not chayiv. In regard to putting it up outside, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, any man, meaning, even if two people together, Ish Ish, they're chayiv. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Hel Avachaz of a Hel, let's say someone put up a carbon, L'Shem a carbon, outside. Now what happened was, he put one limb up, V'chaz of a Hel, put another limb up, to put another limb up. He was doing it one limb at a time. And in the middle, he was informed, you know, you're not allowed to do this. And somehow he still got confused and thought you can. Chayiv al kol aliyah v'aliyah, he is chayiv a separate chatas for each offering up of a limb. Because each time you put a limb up on the mizbeach, it's a separate, a very different Reb Shimon as a halt Reb Shimon. Again, we're talking about from the same behema. Reb Yaisi says, ain't a chayiv al achas, he's only chayiv once. Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Shimon again argue over how to darshan the pasuk. Vaita says Rabbi Yaisi, "Ve'ena chayiv atchiyal l'roisham esbeach. One is not chayiv for putting something up outside unless he brings it up to the top of his outside mizbeach. Of course, it's not a real mizbeach, but he built something for karbonis. There has to be an official mizbeach. We learn that from the pasuk of Yivin Noach. Noach built mizbeach l'Hashem. So you see that even a bamas yachid, an individual." That puts up a carbon has to have something that looks like a mizbeach or similar to a mizbeach, not mamish like the mizbeach. Reb Shimon says, "Fill a hell on a sella, he'll have a chayv. Even if he put it up on a rock or a stone, he's chayv." What seems to be a sella and an even? Well, a sella is a rock that's attached to the ground. Like in the country, there's a rock that comes out of the ground that you sit on at night. Learn Kriyas Shema Lamita and learn your Mishnayos before you go to sleep, right? An even is a rock that's loose. He learns that from a pasuk by Shimshon. Shimshon's father offered a carbon on a rack to Hashem, the pasuk says. And that was a time that you were allowed to. There were certain time periods in between the Mishkans that you were allowed to offer a bamas yachid. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, however, you would never be allowed to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, there's a chumra by Shechita. If you take a carbon, a shechta, just down for supper, for a regular person, you're chayiv. But if you put up a carbon on a mizbeach outside and burn it for the honor of a regular person, not l'shem carbon, you are potter. There's a chumra in regard to putting up, where even if two people put up the limb together, they're chayiv. But if two people hold on to a knife and shecht outside, they're not chayiv. Somebody took up one limb and another limb and another limb of the same behema, he's chayiv for each time, as the Altreb Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says he's only chayiv once. Rabbi Yaisi also says he's only chayiv if he puts it up on top of a mizbeach. He has to build something like a mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, lav davka, even if he puts it up on a rock or a stone, l'shem a carbon, he would also be chayiv.